You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Alyssa Moore, who is a MWR Community Activities Coordinator. She is here to talk about a great event happening this week to help kick off spring. Thank you so much for joining me, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. Yeah. Welcome back. I know it's like your second time, maybe?
Yeah, second time on the podcast. So.
Perfect. Do you want to share a little bit about your role for people who may be listening for the first time or joining in?
Yeah. So I am the DFMWR Community Activities Coordinator. So basically, I host all community events for MWR from big scale, but I also have my hands in the pot of smaller scale events. So anything that you see at the gyms or installation-wide, like the Independence Day celebrations, Winterfest, those are all under my umbrella, bringing leisure and activities to the community.
Awesome. And I know we have an event coming this spring, actually this week. It already feels like summer, but I guess it's here to help kick off spring. Can you share more about the Spring Carnival?
Yeah, so the Spring Carnival is on the 16th and it goes through the 19th of April. So just this Thursday through the Sunday. Thursday and Friday will go from 5 p.m. or starting at 5 p.m. and go to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, we have an extended day, 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then Sunday, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Awesome.
And this is all at Donovan Field.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Just on Fort Stewart, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just at Fort Stewart.
You know, it sounds fun. Who is it open to and what all can they expect out there?
Yeah, so the Spring Carnival is open to our DOW ID card holders, but we also do have it open to the community. However, the community members who don't have DOW IDs, they do have to pre-register. You just have to go to our website or to our Facebook page, and there is a QR code on there that will take you to the pre-registration site that our visitor center has. But access is super easy to obtain. You enter your information into the website. They run a background check on you, and you can just take that approval message and your driver's license to the gate to get on.
What exactly can they expect to have at the Spring Carnival or participate in?
Yeah, so aside from rides, there's going to be about 18 rides, including Ferris wheels. There's going to be kiddie rides, but also fun for our adult crew. But aside from the ride, my favorite thing is there's going to be funnel cake.
Ooh.
And lots of food vendors as well.
So. I love a good funnel cake.
Yes, so that will also be there.
Awesome. Sounds great. I know admissions is free, but is there anything else that they would have to pay for?
Yeah, so we do have all-day ride wristbands. That gives you unlimited access to all rides. So on Thursday and Sunday, that is $30 for that wristband. And then Friday and Saturday, it's $35 for the wristband. There's also opportunity to get individual ride tickets if you don't want to go on all the rides, or if you have a kid that wants to participate who only wants to get on the kiddie rides.
Is there anything else that people should know before they go?
Just that MWR is super excited to have everyone out there, and we cannot wait to see everybody there.
I know. It feels like it's been a while since you guys have put on something big, so I'm excited.
Yes, we're very excited, so thank you guys.
Thank you. All right. Well, I know we're getting ready for springtime. It honestly almost feels like summer here in coastal Georgia. But to stay up to date on Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you, Alyssa, once again for joining me.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Marne Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure, day and night.